Based on Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. There we go. And I don't know who the author is of this, but I like it, and it really speaks well for this passage here. And the poem reads, "Please open our eyes, Lord, because closing you out we cannot afford. Open our eyes to what is true, to the inspired words that have come from you. Open our eyes to what is honorable, never supporting what you find intolerable. Open our eyes to what is right so that we can stand up for it with all our might. Open our eyes to what is pure. Open our eyes to what is pure. Turn our eyes from the evil things that allure. Open our eyes to what is lovely, the most beautiful being, the heavenly. Open our eyes to what is good. Help us to center on these things as we should. Open our eyes to what is excellent, such as your love, which is evident. Open our eyes to what is worthy of praise. May this be the constant focus of our gaze. Whatever is true, honorable, pure, and worthy of praise in your sight, whatever is lovely, good, excellent, and right, on these things help us forever to dwell. Yes, Lord, open our eyes that we may never against you rebel." And I like that poem there, of course, based on Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And I would just add this to this devotional thought here. You know, verse 13, a passage we all know very well, we're reminded that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? And many times when we think of that passage or read that passage, we fail to really see the significance of it based on the context in which it's given. The immediate context, and I talk about this every once in a while, is about verse 7, the peace of God, and then in verse 9, the God of peace. Right? If you want the peace of God and the God of peace, then there's some things that you need to work on. Right? And so here's my point, kind of adding to that poem. You know, hopefully we're working on these things as much as possible, right? Because we want the peace of God, we need the peace of God, so we can have the God of peace involved in our lives. And then, therefore, when you get down to verse 13, we can have that strength, right? And we can do all things because of that strength that comes from Christ. And so when he's telling us here in verse 8, you know, these are things that we need to constantly meditate on or dwell on, right? We're looking to make these our habit, right? These things that are true and noble and just and pure and lovely and of good report. And if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So just a thought here for the middle of your week, to be reminded of what we should be focusing on, more so than all of that distracting noise around us. This is what's important. This is what's really important. And this evening here, if there's anyone that is subject to the gospel invitation, we can help you be obedient to that. If you need to put on Christ in baptism, we'd love to do that. If there's something you need to study more, just know that we are always available to sit down and open up the Word of God and see where you're at and what you need to do. And in that, you might be a Christian who has fallen away and you need to be reconciled to God. Well, let's take care of that also, if it's something that needs to be done in a public manner. And again, this is, obeying the gospel doesn't have to be at the end of a lesson or a devotional, right? We can do it any time, so keep that in mind. But if you have any needs spiritually, let somebody know, please, as we stand and sing.